feel the need to say on the air, I swear I don't know the answer to the £25,000 box. I swear we picked the callers at random, because I just always think that people are like, yeah. This is probably one of the most real, genuine radio shows in Britain, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can just tell by some of the competition winners we've had, we don't fix it, do we?
If you meet me in real life, my voice is this. It's slightly less processed because I'm talking into a microphone, but it's the same voice. It's my voice.
Yeah.
Dom sounds like Dom.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for him, James actually sounds like James.
He really does, actually.
I do. Just like this.
Yeah, just like that.
And everything we do on the show is real. I was thinking about this the other day. I might just stop saying it's sort of genuinely real, because it is like when we do the prize dump tour, the amount of people go, you know where you're going, don't you?
Where are
you
going to be tomorrow? Because you know, don't you?
We're like, we don't know, because the person wins the prize and then we go to their home and deliver the prizes. Yeah, but you know where you're going, don't you? No.
No.
Yeah, but when the caller comes on the air and says, I live in, no, we don't know. Do you pick the callers before? No. Do you really know what the answer is? No. When we play, this is why I like playing this game, because I don't know the answer. I also don't know what the caller's going to say.
No.
So when I was talking to him then, and he's saying, I thought about this artist. I got in the car the other day and it was playing. I've no idea what he's about to say, and I've no idea if he's right or wrong.
Exactly.
So when I go for £25,000, is the answer Kings of Leon? At that point, I still don't know if he's right or wrong.
It's good to say that we don't make stuff up, because, I mean, genuinely, we don't. We wouldn't have given away tickets back in the day to U2 in New York City. Oh. And the reaction would have been...
People are just absolutely like, oh, brilliant. Chris, were you just making a joke then, or were you being truthful? I get so sick of it. I was having this conversation yesterday with King Charles, Dave Grohl and Bono when we're in the hot tub.
All right.
And I
can't believe it. The Chris Moyles Show.
So frustrating.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Darling, hold my hand. Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with My Jet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Natural protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Fly with the fry. Chicken is here. The 20 hot wings bucket. 20 succulent hot wings for $7.99. Come under our wings and feel the flavour saviour. Sensation awaits. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 20th of July. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See kfc.co.uk for D's and C's.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale ends Tuesday. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale isn't over yet. We've added even more unmissable deals in-store and online. Better hurry though, ends 1st of July. You can do it.
At Pension B, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionb.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler, just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss! Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas, taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
Okay, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Yeah, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband. The UK's fastest-growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Oh, bad traffic. Great news, isn't it? More time in the car. Joy. Maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you don't drive a Lexus NX yet. But when you do, you'll see the positive of peak hour. The delight in a detour. The love of the long way. The Lexus NX plug-in hybrid. experience amazing before you arrive.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, we've got another nominee for our very own Lazy Susan Awards pageant. Date to be confirmed. Will they make the shortlist? Find out on the 4 till 7 thing from 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Summer is precious, so make this the summer with EasyJet Holidays. Book the perfect package holiday from just £299 per person at hand-picked 4- and 5-star hotels. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights. Limited availability. Adult protected. T's and C's apply.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye? Come home late in the morning light, bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up,
to 9 with Mumford & Sons. Hello there. Shall I send him a video? We've not done that for ages, have we?
I think you should. Does he still owe you a reply, or are you sort of level?
Marcus Mumford. We're fine.
Oh, good.
So, oh God. Marcus Mumford. Here he is. Let's send him a video of us in the studio. Here we go. Hello, good morning, Marcus Mumford from the Mumford and Sons. He's a person in his own right. We're live on the air. We just played Rushmere. Great song, by the way. I say it's the best single off the album so far, but Dominic says...
I love it too, but I think I just prefer Caroline. Sorry.
There you go. And James doesn't like any of them.
No, that's not true.
No.
He doesn't like... I don't like them, he says.
And I hope you're there this weekend.
The what?
I hope you're there this weekend.
Where?
Glastonbury.
Are you at Glastonbury? Anyway, lots of love. Love to the family. All the best. Bye. There you go. Send him that now. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a tradition that we have, sending him the odd message.
I wonder if he is going to Glastonbury. You might bump into him.
Well, I mean, he'll be hanging out where all the famous cool people hang out. So, yeah, it's probably a good chance, yeah.
Yeah.
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
Hey, Captain Crapbeard, if you're listening... And we've had a message from Johnny. And Johnny says, morning, Captain. You'd probably be better off getting off at the A303 at Wincanton and going to Morrison's instead of driving past the camper entrance to go to Shepton. Hope that helps. Well, Johnny, you're assuming you know which direction he's coming from.
Yeah.
And obviously, this is Captain Crapbeard we're talking about.
Yeah, he's in Boulogne at the moment.
Yeah. He just goes wherever the sat-nav sends him.
Yeah.
Right.
Looks like France.
Glastonbury flags. We have 9 flags that are either already on site or on their way to Glastonbury with our 9 different listeners. Each of them got a flag. There's a flag with Dom's face on. We have it every year.
Yep.
Says the word Dom and his face, but we've written the word con above it.
Because you're silly, Billy's.
There is the flag for Rod Stewart that says Flaggy May. Annie has that one. We've got a flag for Biffy Clyro that says Mon the Biff. That belongs to Gaz. The 1975 was so 50 years ago for Bex. I don't like Chris Moyle. Sorry, he's towny. Aaron has got a big flag with just a picture of me feeding Nick Ferrari Chucky egg.
Which is a beautiful thing.
And we have a brand new flag, which is brown. And it says, oh no, it's gone brown, with a photograph of James dressed as a wizard. And the flag is actually brown. And Wilson has got that one. Wilson! Now, we've given away flags the last few years to our listeners who are going to Glastonbury. And some people have kept their flag and they're going to Glastonbury again. So there's going to be more than 9 flags this year. And one of our original Radio X Glastonbury flags with a lovely photo of Dominic Byrne on went to a right wrong 'un called Hovis Grand. You are, though, aren't you? You're a,
hey,
you're like, a little bit.
Like a professional wrong 'un.
I suppose so.
And Hovis has his flag. Oh, are you at Glastonbury already?
Yeah, we're already, yeah.
Are you drinking already?
Are you on the Guinness?
Yeah.
What are you on?
Guinness.
Aww.
It's 8:44 in the morning, man.
It's a staple meal.
When did you get there, though?
Last night, about 10:30.
Right. And where did you sleep?
In the camper van. We're not slumming it this year.
Oh, check hello. You guys out.
We aren't peasants. Yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Oh, see, in hospitality.
Have you got an onboard toilet in there?
We have, yes.
Wow, awesome.
Look at you.
Very good.
He's got his chair out. Looks a little bit cloudy there. Well, how's the weather?
Yeah, it's not... It's warm, but it is cloudy, yeah.
Okay, all right. But no, fingers crossed, there's no rain now.
Chef. No rain yet, no.
Great.
I don't think there's rain forecast. I think the only rain was, like... I think there may be, like, between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. on Friday morning or something, a tiny chance. But
okay.
I think we're going to be all right.
You'll be fine.
Fingers crossed.
How many Glastonbury's is this now for you?
This is our 3rd.
Wow, look at you.
Okay.
And you brought your flag?
It's not very windy, but...
There you are, Dom.
I've gone all limp. I've gone all limp on
you. Yeah. That's the original year, the 2019 set of flags.
Is it really that long ago? Good Lord.
Which wrong and friends are you with this year?
There's only me and ours this at the minute.
Hi.
Hello.
There's quite a few others that are slumming it. So they're in the queue at the minute waiting to get in.
So you got in nice and early.
Yeah, straight in. No queue or anything.
Oh, brilliant.
What? And how busy around you is it?
Yeah, it's fairly busy now. I mean, there's camper vans for as far as you can see now. But
I love it.
There's plenty of space.
See, I've never been on site early. I only get there because I'm on the radio Friday morning. I only get there like kind of late Friday afternoon. So what is there like to do on a Wednesday at Glastonbury?
I don't think there's much. I think they have the opening thing tonight, don't they? They have like a fireworks display.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
And then there's a few late night things.
So isn't there going to be the circus thing at the pyramid?
Ah, yeah, maybe, yeah. I think there's a circus thing, yeah, at the pyramid stage or something.
The clowns in the car and the wheels fall off. But, like, the food stalls and the bars are open and the
merch and all that. Yeah, everything else is open, yeah, yeah. All the boozers.
It must be quite nice, though, walking around, because I've noticed, in my experience at Glastonbury, you get there on the Friday, it's obviously, it's busy.
Yes.
But actually, it's when you go on the Saturday, you realise, actually, Friday wasn't that busy. It's actually busier on Saturday. And then Sunday, kind of like late morning lunchtime, is actually quite... It feels like a lot of people are still asleep. They did a heavy one Saturday. So that's quite a nice time to be around.
So you're carrying my head around with you, essentially.
Yeah.
There he is. Who am I going to be enjoying this weekend?
Who aren't you going to be enjoying?
Wet leg.
Alanis Morissette.
Okay.
Shed 7.
Libertines.
Great.
We might take him some dance music.
Yeah, some late night dance music. Yeah.
A little bit of Duff Duff. Please do that.
Hey, by the way, Fatboy Slim is doing 3 sets at Glastonbury this year. He always does a few.
Right.
And he posted something yesterday. They think this weekend, but they're not sure which one, but one of the sets Fatboy Slim does this year will be his 100th Glastonbury set.
No way.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But I love how even they're not 100% sure. I mean, he's a changed man, Norman, from back in the day, but still, I love him so much.
Should go, isn't it?
Have you got any clashes going on? Because there's a is there a Shed 7 wet leg clash?
I think there might be a little bit, yeah.
And that's
And Blossoms and Alanis Morissette as well.
Yes,
they clash.
Yes, there are. Which is so annoying because there's so many acts that I'm not bothered by this year. But there's quite a few clashes. Any thoughts? Any words on rumours of who might be some of the to be confirmed acts or to be announced?
Well, we text that. Have you seen that? There's a number. There was a sign up, we text that number last night and. Mm. It's not really given much away to be fair, but
no, I don't.
Hopefully,
Pulp. Do you reckon?
We talked about this on the radio the other day. The fact that apparently Jarvis has said Pulp are not playing Glastonbury, so that I thought that ruled it out. But then somebody made a point of saying when Foo Fighters played, they weren't Foo Fighters; they were the Churnups. So. Pulp might not be playing, but Patchwork might be playing. This is, by the way, guesswork. I've literally got no inside information.
Yeah.
But you heard today that ELO is now a new rumour.
ELO is a rumour now. Yes.
I don't believe
that. Because they're playing Hyde Park this summer, aren't they? So they're looking as a little warmer.
It's too expensive because that's a full band.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for the rest of the day there, Hovis?
Probably more of this.
Well, it's full of iron, isn't it? Good for breakfast time.
Yeah, it's good for you. Yeah, it's like a meal.
Yes, it is. It's a meal in itself.
Well, hopefully I'll see you at Shed 7 Friday. I'm going to leg it down there and try and get to Woodsy's to watch that. They're on at 3:15. So I'm like, I really want to see Shed 7. It's 30 years since they played. So they'll just be buzzing. Cool. They're on fire. We'll have a warm Guinness.
Yeah.
100%, yeah.
No, don't drink.
And you're going to meet up with the other flag bearers, is that the plan?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Great. Community.
Is he the only original one going this year?
I think he is.
How's your Instagram going? I still follow you on Instagram.
I think I've still got about 10,000 followers. I have got notifications turned off this year, though.
Ah, very wise.
Oh, boo. Let me have a little look. He is on Instagram, Hovisgram.
Because you like bread, wasn't it?
Yeah, I still like bread.
Good.
Oh, I've got bad news for you. You're on 9,304.
Oh, I've dropped.
You're slipping some.
Yeah. They want more bread content, terrible. I think.
But if you fancy following him, you just got 2 extra followers. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Hovisgram is at Glastonbury, so you can give him a little follow. He's got the original Dominic Byrne flag. He's going to be flying high at lots of the... shows at Glastonbury. So I look forward to seeing you. We'll see you there.
Definitely, yes.
You be careful on that. Get some food inside. You have some breakfast.
It's just a meal.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right.
It's like Huel, isn't it? No, it's not.
Cheers, man.
It is Huel.
Yeah, yeah. It's Fuel rather than Huel. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Cheers, Chris.
See you later.
There you go. That's Connor.
Great. Nice one, Connor.
Nicknamed Hovis. He's at Glastonbury. So, yes, so there are the new flags that we've got, like the Flaggy May and the 1975, and no, it's gone brown.
Yes.
Hovis has got the original Dominic one.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon is going to Glastonbury this year. She's a previous flag bearer, and she's kept her flag. Now, the only problem with this is her flag's got a mobile phone number on.
Oh, yes.
Is it still active?
Now, the phone's on my desk. I haven't turned it on in a year. Should I go and get it? See what happens.
There'll be some lovely messages.
Whose phone is it? Is it a work phone?
Yeah.
So it should still be working.
Should have gave it back recently.
Yeah, charge it up and see if there's any messages on it.
Because if she's there with the flag, we'll get messages. By the way, the idea was to play some of these messages out in the air. None of them were broadcast.
No.
They were.
Oh, no.
People just go, let's ring that number.
Yeah, every other word.
So Sharon will be there. I think I've got a photograph of either me or Sharon, me and Sharon, or Captain and Sharon.
That was the 2022 year, I think.
Right.
Okay.
And then there's two from the year after that.
VIP area?
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy's back.
Yeah.
With a VIP area flag. Johnny's going and he's got absolutely flagtastic.
Oh, actually, I think also Holly with Coachella is rubbish is back.
I love that. I love Coachella is rubbish.
That's so good.
Cheeky Little Wizard is back with Lee.
Unfortunately.
Layla has got a QR code. So we'll have two QR codes.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea's conga starts here.
Yeah.
Definitely, actually, there's definitely a photo of either me and her or Captain and her because we was running around trying to find the flag bearers. And help, I have vexophobia is another flag.
That was a good one.
Vexophobia, by the way, if you don't know, is a fear of flags. That's Sarah and Adam, and they'll be at Glastonbury as well. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
On top of the 9.
Mm.
So that's 17 flags that could be at Glastonbury this year.
No, those are just the ones we know about.
But sorry, 16, because Andy will pass out after the first day because he peaked too soon. Was it last year or the year before?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you go into Glastonbury, keep an eye out for the flags. If you see any of the flag bearers, please go and say hello. And if you're not going, but you're watching on telly, look out for our beautiful Glastonbury flags.
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
8:53. Glastonbury, the gates are open. Michael Eavis and Emily Eavis were there when they opened the gates. Glastonbury is on for 2025.
It's a lifelong project of a life on the lash. I've forgotten how to care, but I remember for cash. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Light the views, sing the blues, I can die if I want to. Tonight we're gonna bring tomorrow's happiness. Gonna live like it's the end. I love you to death, but I must suggest you better again. It's only money in the end.
there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun. If you want the night to last,
I'm doing that, I'm mixing that live, Dom.
You're mixing with Australians.
He's got a gun.
There you are.
Darren's just texted. He was just about to say, you can't stop hearing that song without Run, He's Got a Gun, and then you started the mix.
Run.
I mean, Doxy loves it, by the way. We've heard from him. We haven't, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he loves
it. I'm sure he would.
Oh, Run, He's Got a Gun from the Aussie Twins and Libertines. I love you today. Oh, I didn't realise when it pre-mixed.
Oh, yeah,
I was doing it.
Captain did it,
live.
Didn't he?
I was going,
Run.
I'm doing that live. I didn't realise we had it pre-mixed on a button already. Come on, then. But I'm a suggest. And one more time. You better
Oh, and it stopped.
Lovely edit there. And then there was also...
And then other cars were pulling up and checking to see if the person was okay. And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run!
I'll find you and I'll shoot you. No! Be bad. Come on, put me on a Glastonbury. I'll play that. Get the crowd going nuts.
Absolutely.
I'm getting all excited now. Right, let me take a break. Dominic Burns got your news at 9 o'clock next. It's 8:58.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Run.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Last month, NutriCycle customers bought 18 grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each. But you missed out. Grab this month's deals at NutriCycle.co.uk.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Woohoo! Go grab a deal in the Go Outdoors Summer Clear Out. I've heard there's mega savings on everything you need to get kitted out for summer adventures. Hiking, camping, even paddleboarding. Better fly down there while stocks last. With your membership £5, T's and C's apply. Go Outdoors. Discover freedom!
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale ends Tuesday. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Oh, bad traffic. Great news, isn't it? More time in the car. Joy. Maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you don't drive a Lexus NX yet. But when you do, you'll see the positive of peak hour. The delight in a detour. The love of the long way. The Lexus NX plug-in hybrid. Experience amazing before you arrive.
Radio X.
news update next.
It's the delicious chocolate bubbles in Aero that make it a joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Prime Minister's told Radio X the UK and the US share a very close and long-standing relationship. It follows concerns that Sir Keir Starmer may have been misled by Donald Trump regarding his plans for the Israel-Iran conflict. Just days before the US launched strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, the PM said America was looking for a diplomatic resolution.
I have a good relationship with the president, and we worked with them throughout last week. We're informed at every stage of the steps that were being taken, and that relationship is really important for our own national security.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister refused to comment on leaked reports. US strikes have only pushed back Tehran's nuclear program by a few months. In other news, the UK is going to buy 12 fighter jets capable of carrying nuclear weapons. The government says the F-35A jets show we're investing in our national security. We can reveal this morning around 550 convicted terrorists are currently free on the streets of Britain. Figures seen by the new Crime Agents podcast show they're either out on licence or their sentences have expired. The Ministry of Justice says probation funding will rise by nearly half over the next 3 years. And the Glastonbury gates are now open, with thousands on their way to Worthy Farm. The 1975, Neil Young and Olivia Rodrigo are this year's headliners. Sir Rod Stewart will be playing the legend slot. Forecasters are predicting a mixture of sunshine and showers throughout the weekend, but mainly sunshine.
Sport.
England's Test cricket captain Ben Stokes praised Ben Duckett's incredible form yesterday. They pulled off a thrilling victory over India in the opening match of the series. They chased down a target of 371 on the final day at Headingley, with 5 wickets to spare. Jamie Smith hit the winning runs after Duckett was out for 149. His opening partner, Zach Crawley, told Sky Sports News it was a pleasure to watch him.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, seeing the winning runs there from Smudger was a great feeling out there in the change room. But, yeah, being at the other end for Ducky's not there was incredible. That was, I don't think people maybe quite realise how special a knock that was.
And England's under-21 side can move a step closer to defending their European title. They play the Netherlands in the semi-final this evening. The winner will then take on either Germany or France in the final.
The other year, we got a mobile phone.
Yes.
We got the phone number and we put it on a flag.
Mm.
And Sharon brought that flag to Glastonbury.
That's right.
For the weekend. And then we checked all the messages and 99.9% of them were people who were just drunk and not making any sense just swearing, couldn't play them.
No.
Sharon is going to Glastonbury again this year.
Mm.
She's also bringing the flag. We found the phone. Upstairs on James's desk.
Right.
And we switched it on. It's clearly run out. It's not been used since last Glastonbury or whatever it was. Yeah. So we're charging it up.
Please don't play on air.
Question.
Yeah.
Can you remember what the PIN code, the passcode is?
No.
Oh.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Cloudy with a few showers to start with, but then brightening up throughout today. Feeling quite humid, though. Temperatures hitting 28 degrees today.
Oh, hello.
From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
It's weird weather, because it's been really... It was really lovely. Like, Thursday last week was too hot.
Yeah.
Friday was a bit cooler. Saturday was warmer, but the sun was out, the cloud was out, little bit of rain, whatever.
Mm.
And then Sunday was really windy. We woke up to rain the other morning.
Yes.
Now it's cloudy and really dull looking, but you said it's going to be 28 degrees.
28 is going to, yeah. It's generally, the afternoons are a bit better now, aren't they? So late afternoons, it gets sunny.
Great. No rain at Glastonbury, though. That's the main thing.
Not at the moment, which is great.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. 7% charged. 7% charge.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, why do you say things like Keir Starmer has told Radio X when he obviously didn't? It's just generic.
He did tell Radio X. He did. How rude.
Terrible,
that. I personally sat down and had a chat with him. I didn't, actually.
He popped in the other day. He wanted a request.
Yeah, he did. He had a guess who's in the box, didn't he?
He did.
We won't tell you what he said.
Yeah, he keeps asking about doing a weekend show.
Yeah.
And then while he was there, we had a chat with him about all that business.
He promised to sort out Whitehaven as well while he was here, which is good.
Oh, has Nick got worse?
Now.
Brownhaven is getting worse, everyone.
No.
Pause.
If you live in Shepton Mallet, Captain Crapbeard should be pulling up in his white camper transit van at Tesco's to do a stock up before he gets to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
That's Tesco's Shepton Mallet. If you'd like to meet Captain Crapbeard and laugh at his and see his camper van that he's so proud of.
Get him to show you his shower facilities. Because, I mean,
it's the hose pipe on the back door.
Literally a hose pipe out the back door.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, he's going to be there. We've not heard from him since, like...
We haven't.
He's probably heard the whole show today. He's probably heard more of today's show than he does when he's actually working on the building, because he often has to go off and edit stuff.
True.
Anyway, yes, you were saying about Brownhaven.
So Brownhaven, yes, things have got a lot worse. So, no, you know, obviously we know that the water is still brown.
Still brown after a couple
of years. 3 years.
Now...
Embarrassing.
Whitehaven is collapsing into itself.
What do you mean?
They found a sinkhole in Whitehaven. it's not tucked away down a side street. It's as far as I understand it, James, I've never been. It's in the most touristy part of Whitehaven.
Brown!
He's got a sinkhole. Is that right?
It's got brown water.
It's outside the Beacon.
The Beacon near the car park. Near Zest.
Near Zest.
Right.
Near Zest.
Okay.
And it's just on the road outside.
Oh my God.
It's massive. Now, the problem with sinkholes, there might be an update, I don't know, but the problem with sinkholes is they can either sort themselves out and people fill them in and then it's fine, or it starts spreading and starts, you know, swallowing up cars and houses and stuff.
My God, it's like an Avengers movie.
It really is. Why Whitehaven? What's happened? What's happened?
You know what it is? It's like War of the Worlds.
Right.
The aliens and the spaceships, they've already landed years and years and years ago.
Right.
They picked Whitehaven because, you know, what's that?
No, they don't.
Right, and they're underground. They're going to start coming up.
Yeah.
So it is brown. It is a brown.
Have they filled it in with brown cement? Is that?
No, they just love brown
inside the earth. Oh no, it's gone down. Very funny. But take the hole away from things.
Yeah, you're just left with the brown water in the harbour.
Just brown water.
It does look beautiful, though. That looks nice.
Oh, James, when are you going to wave the white flag and just admit it?
It's brown.
Which bit looks beautiful now in Whitehaven?
Yeah.
The brown water, the sinkhole.
Look at the beautiful...
That big, awful, rusty-looking building that looks like where the Jabbas are in Star Wars.
That's the background there. But a beautiful beacon, the harbour with the ships, boats there.
Yeah, they can't go anywhere because the water's brown.
No, they can go. But it is a shame that there is now a sinkhole. That's the opposite side.
What's in the beacon?
It's a museum, like local area.
What are they showing in there?
It's turned into a bar.
Actually.
It'd be a great bar on the top there.
Have you been in the museum there?
Yeah, it's good.
What's in there? What do you find out?
1901, Bob found Whitehaven. 1938, Bob died.
Yeah.
What?
1975, somebody else found Whitehaven.
Yeah.
There's lots of good history.
And then an exit sign.
1985, Next opened.
There wasn't a Next. There was a town planning bit of it.
Oh, yeah.
New York copied Whitehaven.
Oh, here we go.
It was the first town to use proper town planning.
Because they've got brown water and a sinkhole as well outside Zest.
And a grid system.
So are we thinking essentially, is it kind of watch this space where the Whitehaven essentially disappears? Or do you think...
No, it's not collapsing into itself.
Right,
it's
good.
It's probably also mine related.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Genuinely now, is there even any point in having a tourist board for Whitehaven?
No, yes.
There's no point, is there?
Yes, there is.
There isn't.
There is.
That's like having, like, you know, a tourism for North Korea.
Yeah.
Well, there is one for that. Oh, that's the argument. That is, there's loads of nice stuff to do. It's in a beautiful place, the part of the world.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but that's not beautiful, though.
Chris and I have said for years what they should do is turn it into a themed...
Burn it down.
Yeah, not, or turn it into a themed chocolate lake.
Yeah.
Essentially, and call it Chocolate Land.
We can't call it Chocolate Land.
Why not?
Because people will come and eat it.
Put upside down Oompa Loompas. No. All around the harbour area.
People come there and eat it. The people who live there point at the stars in the sky every night and go, look, they're on again.
No, they don't.
We could go and open it. We could go and open Chocolate Land. We'd be up for that.
Cut high six? Tape.
Yeah, high
no,
six.
There's
everyone.
No high sixes.
You're one of their original sons. You know, you're almost royalty in Whitehaven, James.
No, I'm not. I'm from there. I'm
scary very... that James is the most famous person to come out of Whitehaven.
Absolutely.
No, there's loads of people.
Well, the most famous person to come out of Whitehaven since Baby Spice took a wrong turn when she was going to Workington. She got out of there straight away.
Are there any other famous people from Whitehaven?
Scott Carson.
Oh, yeah. Goalkeeper.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Corey Spedding. Did Junior Eurovision.
Whitehaven's version of Tori Spelling.
Junior Eurovision in like...
Junior, hang on. Junior Eurovision. Yeah. Right, who else?
Scott Carson from Whitehaven.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Is he really?
Yeah. I know his mum, Gwen.
What?
No, his mum, Gwen. All right, Uncle Bryn. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Wow. Morning, Scott Carson.
Spoke to you for years, yeah.
How old will Scott Carson be?
He is now, I'm going to tell you, not even 40. He's in his 30s.
So did you know him?
I went to school with him, yeah. And his younger brother, Grant, he was in the same year as my brother.
He played for Liverpool for 3 years.
Yeah.
So what's the age gap between you and Scott Carson? Were you in the same year?
No, he's year above. Maybe two. Yeah, above.
But would you know him, I guess, because there's only, you know, not many. I would imagine, no offence, but not many people in Whitehaven send their kids to school, because what's the point?
We had a small school.
This.
You know why he's good at goalkeeping as well? Six fingers on each hand.
No, he does not.
I'm joking. Morning, Scott.
He's big.
Just big hands. Morning, Scott. That was a joke. He's one of us. Sorry.
I catch the ball if it comes near me. Got ya.
He's a nice lad.
Got ya.
Absolutely.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, the website's
coming. Can we call up
the tourist board
and see?
Yeah.
How do they answer the phone? Hello, Whitehaven Tourist Board. Pardon? Whitehaven. Is that the Whitehaven Tourist Board?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hi, we just want to check. Is the water still brown? Yeah, it's still brown. Leave us alone.
They answer the phone with, hello, we're really sorry.
Yeah. Hello, Whitehaven Tourist Board.
Hi, when are you open? Whitehaven. No, it's not open anymore, sorry.
Radio.
Not to foreigners.
Coming up, more outstanding radio from the greatest show in the UK. No, the world.
World.
As our caller didn't win the jackpot, there's another chance to clean up, playing the £25,000 box tomorrow. Plus, get your request in for the Request Hour, which is filled with your requests. That's the Request Hour with Toby Tarrant from 10 today.
That's right.
Glastonbury starts today.
Yeah.
The Oasis Tour starts next Friday.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, what a summer.
Right.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
First of all, is anybody listening in Whitehaven? Could you tell me what the deal is with this sinkhole that they found in the early hours of Saturday morning? It's now Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Have they covered it up? Have they fixed it? Or have they put rubber ducks in it and they're adding it to the tourism?
You know, you said Scott Carson, the goalkeeper, is from Whitehaven.
Yeah.
And we joked because, you know, people there have six fingers on each hand. The only other famous person is also a goalkeeper.
What?
Is also another goalkeeper.
Oh, my God.
Dean Henderson.
Yeah.
He's from Whitehaven. He plays for Palace.
What, four hands Henderson? That's why he's so good.
That's an unfair advantage.
Whitehaven. The water's brown, but the goalkeeper's a £10.
Henrietta, we got no flowers for you. Just a semester book. Then on the back seat, tell all your beef. We know you love us and you probably do. Although your husband may go on, he's an animal more than is possible. Give us a kiss and maybe we can go out. It's hard to miss you when you follow us about. Some shoes and maybe take us for cola. We'll get you there and some. They'll be bigger.
Glastonbury Platinum Hour special on Friday. Yes, it's all done. It's done already. So I'm looking forward to that. You're going to love it. And I really hope people at Glastonbury are listening. If you've got a radio and you go in a speaker, get it turned up. Radio X, 9 o'clock.
Crank it up.
Friday morning for a Glastonbury Platinum Hour special. Chosen by me, made by me. And the Whitehaven, Brownhaven Platinum Hour special featuring Brown Eyed Girl.
That's it.
No.
What's that song? Give me your heart, give me your heart, give me three hands up.
No.
Three hands up.
Two hands.
Right.
That's why Scott Carson's such a good goalkeeper.
Absolutely.
He's so fast, you don't realise he's got three hands.
He stops everything. Very good. Morning, Scott Carson.
I just called the Brownhaven tourist board.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes straight to voicemail. Oh. It just goes, beep, we're really sorry. And then that's it.
Yeah. We don't know either. Bye.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake brown news. Not
Mrs. Pizza knew. She knew to get out of there, didn't she?
Granny.
Oh, Mr. Pizza. He was wise.
Mrs. Pizza's still there.
Did he used to be called Mr. and Mrs. Pizza?
Mr. Pizza was a few doors down.
Right.
I think that's now like Indian Spice or something.
Right. Is Granny Wong still there?
Never been. I've never been.
Oh, you've never been to Granny Wong's?
What?
Right.
But you've been to Tommy Banana, was it?
Joe Bananas.
That's him.
Bananas is a pub. Joe Bananas is like a pub club.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But it's open till late. It's open till late. It's open till half eight.
Half eight. That's
it. It's like.
Bring your own glasses. We're running low.
Who DJs in there? Do they get like David Guetta or Martin Garrix, people like that? Or is it Johnny Banana?
No, it's that level of person, I think.
Right.
Right.
It's not that name.
Toby Anstis there this weekend.
That's Bananas. It.
We've never heard from them, though, have we?
No, never heard.
They've
from
never like all the
one.
Talk about. We've there are people now living in Southampton, who know that in Whitehaven there's like Tommy Bananas,
Joe Bananas,
Mrs. Pizza, Granny Wong, whatever. They know all this, but we never hear from any of these. But we've never heard from Johnny, did we?
Do you know? It's like a brilliant episode of Ballamore, isn't it? All those colourful characters who frequent Whitehaven.
Yeah. But not as educated and with three hands. Is that what he's saying?
The Chris Moyles Show.
Like all them goalkeepers.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. For pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small plates restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale ends Tuesday. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
At Boots, we've got your summer sorted, whatever the season has in store. From hay fever relief to take on that hike without letting the pollen stop you, to the latest beauty must-haves so you can glam up for a night out and freshen up the next day. Or sunscreen to protect your skin all summer long, whether you're playing in the garden or relaxing on the beach. With offers on thousands of beauty, health and holiday favourites, that's your summer sorted. Boots, with you for life. Always read the label, see boots.com for details.
B&Q and TradePoint's big You Can Do It sale isn't over yet. We've added even more unmissable deals in-store and online. Better hurry though, ends 1st of July. You can do it.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyle.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, as the world sweats with award fever, we've got another nominee for our very own Lazy Susan Awards pageant. Plus, we've got radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye. I've got a Pet Town quiz for you. 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
This is Go.Compare FM reporting from Savvy Street, where mysterious moustaches are appearing on residents' faces. So, your tash, where did it come from?
I was sorting out my car insurance at Go.Compare and it appeared out of nowhere.
Madam, your moustache is magnificent.
I packed a great deal on home insurance and this savvy tash grew on me.
And resident cat, your whiskers have gone from to marvellous. How? Couldn't have explained your pet insurance deal better myself. Britain, get in on the tash action. Be savvy. Fill the deal at
Go.Compare.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Giddy up, cowboys. We're galloping through the show today.
Radio X.
Come in, take a seat, mate. Thank you. We've been keeping an eye on you in training for a while.
All right, thank you.
And listen, we'd, you know, when we first saw you, we thought you might have had potential for the team.
I'd really like to play for this team.
I am. We've just been watching your fitness, and we've been looking at your numbers and everything, and you're just not quite there yet.
Oh, but I really like to play in goal. It's every Whitehaven kid's dream to play in goal for a football team.
I mean, what do you think you could add, though, that would just, you know, put you above the rest of the potential keepers?
I got three hands and 19 fingers.
Wow.
Here, I'll take all my gloves off. Ta-da!
When can you start?
Absolutely.
Whitehaven.
Wow. The home of goalkeepers.
The birthplace of the best three-handed goalkeepers in the world.
Yeah.
Two-handed.
My Jeez. God, what an embarrassment.
I hope they sort the hole out soon.
We don't hear from many people in Whitehaven. I don't think we've got that. Ironically, I don't think we've got that many listeners in Whitehaven.
They don't have
which
radio.
Which is weird because you'd think they'd be able to turn the dial.
We do have a radio, Dom.
Yeah, they have one radio.
No, we don't share a radio.
In the community centre.
No.
Welcome to Whitehaven Radio. I'm Bob. And I'm... We've had a message in from Maureen. She... lost her gloves on a park bench.
All four of them.
No, Dom.
You can't Sorry. Miss them. It's a massive pile of gloves.
Maureen does not have four gloves.
Oh, that said, morning, Whitehaven.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Visit Whitehaven.
Beautiful. Beautiful. God's country.
Yes, of course. Right, I'm very giddy. Don't forget, Captain Crapbeard, Tesco, Shepton Mallet. We should check in with him, actually, see how he's getting on.
Yeah, 9.35, he's there.
9.35, so almost time to see Captain at Tesco's. How exciting! Radio X.
There's dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scenes. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the light. Grim Poodle Asher on the 45. Well, it's a Grim Poodle Asher on the 45. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. I'm on the 45.